Thanks for joining us at The Zealous Disposition, where positive positions on life are shared through dialogue, stories, and other experiences.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Zealous Disposition Podcast. Question: have you ever felt like things were not working the way they should or the way they normally do? Have you ever felt you weren't getting anywhere no matter how hard you try? You know, you normally see results in your everyday work habits, but lately it seems like you're going backwards. I have, and I understand. So today and over the next 5 episodes, I will be sharing a tool I use when things aren't going so well. You see, there's been a recurring theme of events that happens to me from time to time. For example, I'll pick up my phone, log in, and open up one of my favorite apps, and the phone freezes. It freezes up, and no matter how many times I tap the screen, how hard I press, or how many times I tell it to come on and work, the app just sits there, suspended in time. The only way to get the phone to work again is by doing a reset. I go through the process, reset the phone, and try the app again, and boom, it works just fine. The reset worked. A few days will pass, and I'll experience the same thing, but this time it's with my work computer. I'm reviewing reports, answering emails, and logging into multiple databases, and right in the middle of my flow, everything locks up. I do the Control-Alt-Delete, select Task Manager, click End Task, and wait. And wait. And continue to wait for the spiral wheel to do its thing, but nothing happens. So, guess it's time to get highly technical and do what always seems to work. Press and hold the power button. System reboots. I log in, reopen my programs, and get back to work. I'm a little frustrated because I lost some time of my work and I was doing pretty good, but at least now I'm back into the flow of things. The reset work, right? All of this comes at a time when I'm feeling like a lot of things are not working the way I've known them to work. I have this mental fog going on. I've been stuttering more than I normally do and more than what I want to. And as a result, I feel like it's time to do a reset. So, a reset is a process taken to get things back to normal. You know, a process to stop whatever it is that's causing this hiccup of the normal way things operate. That hiccup is that unwanted process that keeps playing on loop over and over again, just like that spinning wheel when you're trying to get a web page to open up. We've all experienced these types of things. Everything is going well in our lives, and all of a sudden, we experience a hiccup that we just can't shake. For example, work is going well, and a new project drops, and everyone feels the pressure to get everything done faster than normal, just to meet the deadline. The boss sends email after email. Work center supervisors send emails after emails. You get phone calls upon phone calls. Customers are flowing in and out like a busted water pipe. And for some reason, you just can't seem to get a handle on everything. Normally you can, but this time, it just seems like you're just spinning and spinning and spinning and going nowhere. All of this weighs heavy on you, and you feel like you're don't feel like going to work. You know, just the thought of reporting to work the next day, checking an email or answering a phone call stresses you out. The hiccup doesn't even have to be work related though. It could be something going on in a relationship. It could be something going on with your studying for school or if you're trying to get a promotion. That hiccup could be anything. Like I said, we've all been there. In the next set of episodes, I'll be sharing with you a process I use to reset my mind, my flow, my focus. So RESET is an acronym consisting of very basic and simple steps that I follow throughout the day to make sure I stay on track. You know, I keep it basic and simple, and I mean simple as possible because there are complicated things that are causing these hiccups. So why continue doing complicated things, right? I'm trying to make it easy. So what I do, I have a planner, and at the top of each page, I make 5 blocks. And in each of those blocks, I put a single letter. And those letters are reset, R-E-S-E-T. I fill in the blocks when and if I do something that falls under that letter. And the goal is to fill in the blocks on a daily basis. Now, you could do the same by using reset, or you may have a word that represents what you want to do. I wanted to do a reset, so I use reset and created an acronym. Once you find your word, transform it into an acronym, but keep that word short. It'll help in the long run. So, key points to remember: keep it simple and track your progress. Mark out the letters as you complete them. So, what do the letters that make up reset mean? In the next 5 episodes, we will break down these 5 letters of this very simplistic, basic process of reset. Stay tuned, and I'll talk to you next time. Providing positive positions on life is my aim. Hopefully, you gain an extra tool to add to your toolbox for life. To access previous episodes or to leave comments, visit the website at zealousdisposition.com. I can also be reached by email at zealousdisposition@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and remember, as iron sharpens iron, so one man another. Sharpen yourself and sharpen those around you.